Check.
Hello. Saying check is boring.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could say something else. You could say whatever.
I tried. It didn't work.
Like what?
I can't think of anything clever right off the bat.
You could say, once I've checked, what do you do? Like, it's nothing but a sound check. It doesn't have any other name.
No, it doesn't.
Sound check. audio update.
Why are you talking audio like a robot?
Cause I don't know. It just sounds, audio update just sounds so technical.
Mechanical?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Audio
a little
update.
Bit. A little bit.
I don't know why it makes that noise afterwards. It's really weird. All right. Well, that should be enough for an audio chizzy.
Okay.
That's check. That's street.
All right.
That's street for check. Chizzy. Totes hard, yo.
Oh, God.
Totes McGody's hard. Question
any
that.
Street cred you ruined by saying Totes McGody's?
I actually lived in Harlem, you know. In New York.
Okay. You're not convincing me.
Respect.
Oh, stop. Oh, God.
That's what, you know what? This is more like an audio warm-up.
A little bit.
Than anything else. This is just shaking off the cobwebs. Shake them off. Shake them off. Is that a thing?
Stop.
Shake it off.
No, that's a Taylor Swift song. Don't.
Yeah, you love T-Swift.
Oh, God.
T-Swift?
Fuck Taylor
you
Swift.
You love T-Swift.
Fuck T-Swift.
Many have.
Kanye was right.
Did you even catch what I said?
I did. And then I said Kanye was right.
Which only reinforces what we both said.
Yeah.
You want to grab your microphone?
Sorry. I'm so
what
out of it.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
We're trying to,
I
like,
don't know why I'm so out of it right
night,
now.
Night, we're like getting set up and you're like, uh-huh, what? Yeah, uh-huh. I'm like, are you okay?
You're I like, think it was the food.
Okay, well, Burger King before recording is probably not the best idea. And we're not plugging Burger King, by the way. We're just doing a sound check. What's up, Mike and Vanessa? Team Awesome Make doing a sound check. We got some stuff to talk to you guys about. Don't forget, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Make. Like the Facebook page. Website, yotina.podomatic.com. I say it like I forget it every time.
You do.
The website is teamawesomeshows@gmail.com. Again, teamawesomeshows@gmail.com. Follow the tweets at Team Awesome Make. Said that before, but I'll say it again. I'll say it one more time. Team Awesome Make at. That's not how you do it, but fuck off. All right, not you. You're great. Everyone else.
Thanks.
Everyone else, not you. No, you guys are great. I don't know why I'm being a dick. I know why. We've got some shout-outs to do, and we got people are kind of pissed at us, Vanessa.
Why?
Well, we got some comments on the YouTubes to some of these reactions we've done, and there's some controversy coming up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Are you ready for that?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll see how this goes.
All right.
We got a reaction from, not a reaction, we got a, here we go, got a comment from Juan Pablo Gonzalez. He commented on our Why It Sucked to Be Your Pirate video reaction. We're still getting comments for that because remember we talked about that? The
Salmonella
Academy? He said, why the dislike ratio? Because we had so many views. We have so many views and they keep garnering more views for the Why It Sucked to Be a Pirate reaction video than I did with Chris. And people are like, they're just surprised because we have a lot of views, but they're like, why there's so many dislikes? I'm like, I don't know. I guess people just, they're upset that he's a YouTuber and we reacted to it. But it was like one of the first reaction videos we did, and that was over a year ago.
Yeah.
It was over a year ago that we did that.
People get upset when you react to like
anything. It doesn't matter what you do. People get mad when you do anything. If you do anything, people get mad. If you try and express yourself, they don't like it. If you try and put yourself out there, they're like, oh, fuck you. You know, it just doesn't matter. So, like, but that's the part of the problem when you put yourself out there, whether it's in a creative mindset or in a social mindset or even just, you know, ethical, you know, morals or what. It doesn't matter. Like, you put yourself out there and try and have your voice heard, you're going to get shit from people. So
that's true.
I'm used to it by now. After doing this for fucking 6 years, I'm like, whatever. I'm over it. So, I mean, it's not like we're kidding. It's not like like this guy's on our side, but I'm like, look, man, if I could tell you one thing, Juan Pablo Gonzalez, here's what it is. YouTube and the internet is a very evil, shitty place. And we would like to react to more Salmonella videos, and we would like to figure out why there's a dislike ratio, but we're getting a lot of views for it.
Well,
but
we did cover that though.
Yeah, we keep getting comments on it. And people keep wondering why. So I'm like, all right, there you go. Controversy's over. I'm so mad. I'm so
it happened.
It was over a year ago. Do I even care? I don't know if I care. Here's the next comment, you guys. Yeah, Fashwando, Fashwando, Fashundo, G, Facundo. F-A-C-U-N-D-O-G.
Facundo.
He said,
right.
Tranks for your reaction. I love you. Well, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Tranks for your comment.
We love you too.
Tranks you, sure. Fashwando. I'm going to say your name's Fashwando.
Like, I like it better.
Yeah, it sounds more. Wrong, it's like, it's, I don't know. It's like Moroccan. Fashwando.
Fashwando.
Here we go. We got a new subscriber, Ding a Ling a Ling, Christopher Marabella. Thank you, Christopher Marabella. We got a lot of, we got had a surge in subscribers over the last few days. So thank you, subscribers. Gamer Spice. Thank you, Gamer Spice, for being a new subscriber. That's awesome. We got, oh, here we go. Sheriff5119 commented, said, nice reaction. This was to our, what video? I don't even know.
Let me see.
You don't know. Oh, it's our Last Jedi. You don't know. See, you don't even know. It was to the Last Jedi video. It said, nice reaction. Your setup looks like Oasis nightclub on a Friday night. Cool. I don't know where the, I don't know what that is or where it is. I know it's a nightclub, but thanks. I'll take that as a compliment. It's pretty, someone else said something about our trip, about our set. They said it looks like a shroom trip. But we'll get to that one. Thank you, Geriatric Gamer. Geriatric Gamer, new subscriber. Thank you. Nagritaisha Abedo. Nagritaisha Abedo. I'm sorry, I'm butchering your name. Thank you, new subscriber. Tell Me Javi commented on our Lolly video. Please react to Lolly Lean On. Cover is amazing. Okay. We'll check. We're down.
Yeah, we're down.
Dreamoa. Thank you, Dreamoa, for new subscriber. You are the shit. Jones Hugh commented, said, it's the girl from the Judy Bats. They said you look like the girl from the, Judy Bats was
up.
A band, and there's a girl that had your kind of hair and glasses look.
All right.
It's like a 1980s new wave kind of band.
I'll take that.
So
why not?
They're saying you look cool.
Yay.
Because that's the 80s are cool, right?
Yeah, totally.
So you look great. You look great is what they're saying. So thank you, Jones Hugh. Then we got Bullet Truth 1989. Said Orville. We did a trailer reaction to the Orville starring Seth MacFarlane. Seth MacFarlane. It's like a Star Trek comedy parody show.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
It looks
okay.
Great. I haven't seen it yet, but he said Orville equals best show on telly. Watch it. It's awesome. He told us one of the characters is like 7 of 9 from Star Trek. And she's scary hot. Thank you, Bullet Truth 1989. So thank you, Jade Ventry, new subscriber. You're the shit. Winter Always commented, this is the one. Your set is like Shroom Trip. I love it.
Yay.
Thank you, Winter Always. Yeah, it is kind of like that. And then we got 20s GG commented on our The Death of Stalin trailer reaction. And they said, so many views but less likes. What the fuck is wrong, people? Thank you, 20s GG. Yeah, what's wrong? What the fuck is wrong? Yeah, WTF is wrong, people.
What video is that on?
I just said The Death of Stalin.
Oh, sorry.
Look, if we're going to move forward, you got to wake up. Or you got to take a bench. Don't make me bench you.
I'm right? A mess.
You're a mess tonight. New subscriber, thank you, Ethan Wendell. You are awesome and the shit. Thank you. I don't know. Do people like being called the shit?
I would do.
Like, if someone said I was the shit, I'd be like, thank you.
That's why
I say that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You are the shit as well. See, we're all about positivity here, goddammit. Get over it. Feli Rocca commented, said hi. this is the another controversial one. They said, hi, you didn't understand nothing about the message of the song in the video. This is to Lolly Unana. Yeah, because we don't speak
Spanish.
We don't speak Spanish. We say that in the video. But we're trying to figure it out. She says, I noticed that in your channel you are tired of reacting to Lolly videos. No, we're not.
No, we're not.
How dare you? How dare you? We're not. No, legitimately, we're
love
not.
Lolly.
We're trying. No, I love that. I love watching the videos. I'm trying to figure out what the hell they're about. I like the whole game of trying to figure out what the song is about based on the video and just the intention behind the lyrics. And just sitting down and having dialogue with you guys about it, being like, no, you idiots, it's not what the hell they're saying.
And I think in all fairness, this music video out of all the Lolly videos that you've reacted to,
right.
This is the first Lolly video that I've reacted to with you. So like
oh, right, yeah.
In all the older ones, this is the one where the story is the least clear.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it wasn't really a story. It was just kind of, they were just kind of hanging out.
Well, exactly.
Singing.
Exactly. The visuals didn't actually go with the song like they did in the other videos.
And I like music videos to have, you know, kind of like a story structure. I know they don't need it, but I'm old school.
It makes it more fun.
I'm like back in the day, MTV in the 80s and 90s. Music videos, some of them had a plot
yeah,
that had nothing to do with the song. It was fucking awesome. It was great. But yeah, check out MTV in the 80s, everybody. MTV in the 80s. Shout out to that. Back when they had music videos on MTV. Remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
I used
anymore.
To watch them every morning.
Then they created MTV2 and put them on MTV2. Mm-hmm. And then that shit just fucking, no one cares about it. Does anyone care about MTV anymore?
I do.
Why?
I care.
Is it because the awards shows that they do?
Yeah.
Because they do really good award shows?
They do.
Yeah. You know what? Okay, good job, MTV. All right. Well, we can't talk shit. We grew up with them.
We did.
All right. We got last comment that we got for now is Azizel. Azizel just recently commented on this one 2 hours ago. Said, watched all three of your reactions to Justice League, all the Justice League trailers.
Mm-hmm.
And notice that I don't know if he says me. I think he's talking about me. So notice that you decided you were not going to like this one before it even started. Whole time I kept saying, look, I've seen nothing but shitty marketing for this movie. I'm waiting for this last one to not be shit. I want them to sell me on Justice League. I want to see it. Now that Joss Whedon's taken over, I'm like, let's go. Mm-hmm. And I sat down, I gave it a fair shot, and it sucked. It still sucked. I was like,
oh,
dude, this is boring. Why is Jason Momoa so... Why is he riding the back of the Batmobile? Why is Cyborg... He's like, my man, Cyborg. I'm like, that's slightly racist, Jason Momoa. You're saying, my man, to Cyborg, who's clearly an African-American. Come on now. Come on. That's just Jason Momoa. Aqua Momoa. You know better than that, Aqua Momoa. That's racist shit.
I love Jason Momoa.
Yeah, you're right. I think he's great. I do. But... to me, the whole thing just seems kind of like you said, like at the end of the review, and this was from you, and I thought it was a great point that you made was
what
about Aquaman on Justice League, that they're trying to make a boring character interesting by casting Jason Momoa to be Aquaman.
Yeah,
because
uh-huh.
that character
it's the
is
polar
so
opposite
fucking
of,
boring.
Yeah,
in the comics, he's not boring.
And the
in the comic books, he's not boring, but like you know, you got to cast someone like Jason Momoa to make him more interesting because he's got a bad rep.
Yeah.
Aquaman's kind of known as the pussy of the Justice League.
Yep.
He's the fish guy.
And
he
Jason
can,
Momoa is not a pussy.
No,
so.
And he's clearly not. He's Carl Drogo. Carl Drogo.
I won't.
Carl.
You bait me. I won't
Carl.
Do it. I won't do it.
Troll level 10.
You're just jealous of my love for Jason Momoa.
Not jealous of nothing. I think, look, you know what? I'm jealous because I want him to myself.
Okay.
That's the secret.
All right.
That's the subplot is that I'm secretly in love with Jason Aqua
Momoa. Sharing is caring.
and that's knowing's half the battle. G.I. Joe. Sorry, just think of all the Saturday morning cartoon shit that I watched growing up. But anyway, look, here's the thing. We'll just round out our YouTube comment updates and stuff. I guess like when it comes to Justice League, I want it to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be good because I'm going to go see it anyway, even if it look like all the shit I've seen.
I think it looks good.
All the trailers I've seen didn't get me personally excited.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Wonder Woman trailers didn't look good, but Wonder Woman was fucking awesome.
It was.
Wonder Woman was dope. Gal Gadot was the shit. And I think Ben Affleck should get his own spinoff Batman thing because he was the best part of Batman versus Superman was Batman. Like Ben Affleck was the best part. His whole fight scene in the warehouse was awesome. You didn't see Batman v Superman?
Well, I
you
heard
saw
all
Suicide
the crappy
Squad?
Things about it, and so I decided I wasn't going to waste my time.
But you went and saw Suicide Squad?
Yeah,
but
because Suicide Squad was amazing.
We'll get back to that in a minute, you guys. But we saw Blade Runner. Yeah, big Yay! Announcement. We finally saw Blade Runner 2049. We got a review coming up for that
mm-hmm.
This week. So look forward to hearing that shit. We're gonna spoil. Look, we're gonna spoil the fuck out of Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be rough.
Spoilerific.
Spoiler warning ahead of time. So when that review pops up, we're literally talking about everything in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get an interesting perspective because I'm a big fan of the first Blade Runner. I've been a fan of it since I was a kid. I grew up watching it. Vanessa never is, doesn't know shit. She doesn't do Blade Runner.
Ugh.
Vanessa doesn't do Blade
Don't
Runner.
Don't say Vanessa doesn't do Blade Runner.
She does
Vanessa
now.
Just never saw Blade Runner.
But now she's in, like, you. Well, we're not going to get into that. We'll see if they have a review. I kind of gave it away, didn't I? Shit. Well,
way
you'll
to
see.
Go.
You'll see. Maybe. I don't know. I was speaking for you.
Oh, shit.
So, and I can't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
But don't tell them. And I'm not telling you what to do. Fuck. Just hit me so that it seems equal. Hit me.
This is what I deal
with. Hit me so it's equal. Ow. Thank you. Is it weird that I'm aroused? No, sorry. You're looking forward to Justice League, right?
Uh-huh.
I want it to be good. I think it's going to be good. I hope it will be, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. We're not going to go to the midnight showing, by the way. We do late-ass reviews, so you'll get it probably a week after.
We're not.
Sorry. What? Are we seeing opening night? Is that what
yeah.
you want to do?
Yeah.
What?
See it opening night.
Justice League opening night.
And I'm going to dress up. I don't know what you're going to do, but
what?
I'm going to dress up.
We're seeing it opening night?
Yeah.
Why?
You
because don't want to see
it's
opening night.
I saw Suicide Squad opening night.
You want to see Justice League opening night?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it looks amazing. And Jason Momoa.
Okay.
That's just my reason for everything Justice League related is Jason Momoa.
I hate that you love him too. We can't share him. Or
I'd
can
win.
We?
I mean, we could.
I think
that
you
could
think,
be interesting.
Well, how do you know you'd win? Maybe Jason Momoa wants me more.
Boobs.
So? What if he's into me, if you know what I mean?
Boobs.
What if she, but you know what I mean.
Like, I know what you mean.
Like,
but boobs.
No, so what? Boobs, yeah, but if he's not into that. And he's
have you seen his wife?
No. I've been looking at him the whole time. I've just been like, what's up, Jason?
He's married to the chick from Girlfriends.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
The like hippie chick from Girlfriends.
I was just too busy admiring Jason Momoa.
Lisa Bonet or whatever her name is.
Oh, really? She's
yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
And they have like 3 beautiful children.
Oops. I mean, I knew that. I'm totally not into Jason Momoa at all. Shut up. She's hot. I bet they do it, and it's really sick. Sorry. All right. Let's round out our thoughts here on, on the comments. So out of all the comments that we've heard thus far, which ones kind of stick out to you the most? I think the controversial ones.
Yeah, the controversial ones.
Controversial ones stick out. And you have to say, like, Madea, just so you
know.
I
don't know how to talk like
controversial.
Madea.
Controversial. Ermagerd. Just say
Ermagerd.
There you go.
Yeah. I can say Ermagerd. I do that all every day.
Don't forget to check out Madea Halloween 2. Boo 2. Madea Halloween. And
we
check out our reaction
them.
To that. Obviously, the controversial ones do.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I think the one about us.
I like
us
all the commentary about our sets, or about the setup.
Yeah.
I think those are funny.
Yeah.
And great, because, you know, we like that they like that.
Of course, yeah. I want them. Well, I mean, no, that's the whole point is, like, I'm glad that people, you know, I take time to, I work really hard, you guys, on this. And, you know, it's like, I hate people on YouTube and podcasts that go on and talk about how hard they work on shit.
Yeah.
Because it's like, look, man, yeah, I work hard on it, but I'm not gonna bum you guys out with, like, look, it's a struggle. It's really hard. It's a lot of sacrifice. So what? You know that.
Yeah.
If you love doing anything in life, even if it's something creative or whatever, you're going to make sacrifice. Everyone knows that. You guys know that. So, and I've gone on at length in the past where, you know, it's really hard being an artist and struggling and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, we're trying to get by. It's like, whatever. Like, I appreciate your support and thank you for your comments and thank you for everything you've said thus far, both good and bad,
mm-hmm.
both hypercritical, God damn it, and both really cool. And very kind. And to those people who said, you know, great job, love the videos, keep it up, or people saying, I subscribe and watch all your videos. Like,
mm-hmm.
that, to me, that's really cool that people actually do that.
Yeah,
I'm still,
that.
Like, I just think it's funny that people take the time to actually do that. But it's neither here nor there. How do you say, wait, not Carl.
Call?
What?
It's K-A-H-L.
K-A-Call?
Call.
Sounds like
Jarbo.
Carl. Sounds like Carl. Just call him Carl.
No.
How many seasons was he in?
Two. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I stopped watching the show.
Because after
he
died.
On it anymore.
So once he died, did he die?
Yes, he did.
Oh, spoilers!
And it was really sad.
But no spoilers. Everyone dies in Game of Thrones. It's like Walking mm-hmm. Dead. Everyone dies in Walking Dead. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, someone died in Walking Dead. Duh.
Seriously, he wasn't on the show anymore, and I was upset, so I stopped watching it.
They have to kill. Well, in those shows, they have to kill people off. But
well, they didn't have to kill him off.
Oh, someone's upset. All
I'm
right.
really upset.
Well, I guess it's going to do it for this round of comments and shout outs to the people. I like that you guys are taking the time to, because here's the thing, you know, Gandhi once said, and I think this is applicable to us. We're kind of like Gandhi in a way. We suffer for our art.
Oh my God.
Just much like Gandhi. He said, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. I like to think like that we fall somewhere in there. Probably not, but I appreciate
it. I think they're laughing at us. I think that's where we fall in there.
Hey, they take it. Don't, you know, when you take the shit out of it, like, it really ruins everything. No, I'm not serious at all. Clearly, with no comparison to Mahatma Gandhi. But I think it's cool that you guys take the time. And don't forget the YouTube channel, which I didn't plug at the top, and I should have, is Simmer Mike. It's all caps again. Simmer Mike, like I'm, like you're cooking Simmer, and then Mike is my name, Mike. So all caps.
Like he's yelling at me, like he does every day.
I already said the shouting at him part.
No, you didn't. And you skipped it.
I'm trying to yell at you right now. I'm trying to do the yelling at you thing. You're like he does every day, and then I start doing it, and you go... You think I'm being, oh man, you missed the whole point.
And then I shoot him down when he tries to give me attitude, like I also do all day.
Well, other than that, I keep saying other than that, let's round it out, everybody. Oh yeah, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc., like the Facebook page, and leave comments. We love the comments. We do the shout outs here on the podcast. We don't have time on YouTube to do it because the videos have to be a certain length on YouTube. Not really, but you guys get bored if they're longer than 15 minutes. Yeah. So I try and keep them short.
True.
So you guys are like, oh, God, it's boring. Even though there's lights and sound and editing, it's still not enough.
It's not enough.
Not enough. We need more effects, more production values. Well, if you guys want to help out with that, you can always send donations to the website, yotina.pomac.com. I got a PayPal account. The donations percentage of that goes towards the Ovarian Cancer Research Fund. Check them out, OCRF.org. Whatever you send to us, half of that will benefit the Ovarian Cancer Research Fund. And if you want to send money to them directly, go right ahead, send it to them. They could use the money. I'm not a religious person by trade or by skill or by artisan profession, but they're doing God's work. They really are.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to diminish.
It's a great cause.
I'm not trying to diminish what they're doing, but I say that because I honestly mean it. They're doing God's work and they're saving lives and not only all over the world, but in America as well. So I really shout out to the Ovarian Cancer Research Fund. Thank you. And thank you guys yet again. I've been saying a lot of thank yous, but I'm just super appreciative. And thank you, Vanessa, for joining me on this adventure. Is there anything you'd like to say to any of the commenters or people who are going to leave comments in the future? Other than be nice. And don't dislike shit. Just fuck off. If you don't like it, just fuck off. Sorry. Thank you for the comments. But what do
I just want to thank everybody also. We love the comments and the responses and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, we like interacting with you guys and we want to give you a voice too. So even if you have shitty comments, we'll even read the bad ones.
Yeah,
you know?
We will.
Because to me, it's entertaining. I'm like, I can't believe people are tuning in for this shit.
It's funny.
But I'm grateful. So thank you guys. Good stuff. And we got cool shit coming up, more nerd updates. We got other segments coming up as well. More movie reviews. We got more movie. We got a lot of movies to catch up on.
We have a lot of movies to see.
And I'm looking forward to Thor Ragnarok.
I'm looking forward to Happy Death Day.
Oh, yeah, that looks good. But other than that, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Follow Vanessa's tweets at Creepy Sexy Nerdy. Keep it chill. Keep it ill.
No.
Team Awesome Inc. Motherfucker.
Suck
what?
A dick.
Suck a dick, motherfucker. Whoa, we're getting really mean about this. Look, thanks, guys. God, why can't we just be nice?
It's not
why
who we are.
We end on a nice note.
That's not who we are.
We're straight up gangsters.
We're just mean people.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. You're at Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up. Yeah.